From the Heart, March 2. God uses us to help others. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. God is abundantly able to fulfill His promises. Every earthly good comes from His hand. The resources of the Lord are infinite, and He employs them all in accomplishing His purposes. Faithful stewards, who wisely use the goods which God has entrusted to them to advance the truth and bless suffering humanity, will be rewarded for so doing. God will pour into their hands while they dispense to others. He is advancing His cause in the earth through stewards entrusted with His capital. Some there are who, notwithstanding they greatly desire wealth, would be ruined by its possession. God has tested individuals by lending them talents of means. It was in their power to abuse the gift or use it to the glory of God. They have been tested and proved and found unfaithful in using that which was another's as though it was their own. God will not entrust such with the eternal riches. Those who make a judicious and unselfish disposition of the Lord's goods, thus identifying their interest with that of suffering humanity, will be advanced, for they act the part which God designed they should in His own system of beneficence. Every good thing upon the earth was given to us as an expression of the love of God. He makes people His stewards and gives them talents of influence and means to use for the accomplishment of His work in the earth. Our Heavenly Father proposes to connect finite human beings with Himself. As laborers, they may be His instruments in the salvation of souls. Those who walk in the light of truth will emit light to those around them. They are living witnesses for Christ. They will not be like the world, living in moral darkness, loving themselves and the things of the world, and seeking for earthly treasures. God has made us our brother's keeper and will hold us responsible for this great trust. God has taken us into union with Himself, and He has planned that we shall work in harmony with Him. He has provided the system of beneficence, that we whom He has made in His image may be self-denying in character, like Him whose infinite nature is love.